Gambling disorders have the highest suicide rate of any clinical population. Hi, I'm Tara Solomon-Smith, Family Consumer Sciences Agent with the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties, with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute. We often do not think of gambling and gaming as serious disorders compared to substance abuse. The World Health Organization recognizes problem gaming as a mental health disorder, and a gambling disorder is a behavioral addiction recognized by the American Psychiatric Association. Some responsible gambling recommendations are: never borrow money to gamble and always gamble with others. Do not gamble as a way to cope with emotional or physical pain. Include a variety of recreational activities in your life. There are plenty of positives and negatives with children and gaming. There can be educational and social aspects. It's gaming to the extreme that can lead to obesity and have effects on academic and interpersonal skills. Here are some things your family can be mindful of. Make sure your child completes chores and homework before play. Set limits. Be intimately involved in choosing the games your child plays. And check the age rating of all games. Know that there is a place to reach out to. Kansas offers no out-of-pocket cost treatment to problem gamblers and concerned others. Call the Kansas Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 to get connected. Or get involved with the Southeast Kansas Problem Gambling Task Force. For your Wildcat Extension District, this has been Tara Solomon-Smith with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.